50 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. AM 930, 103.9 FM, KROE, joined this morning by Julie Chadwick. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, James.
Doing the hosting here as Bob is taking a little bit of time off here today. Go hang out with his grandchildren and children and whatnot. The whole shebang, so shout out, Bob. Thanks for trusting me with this one, because I know he's probably listening, just to be sure. You know, I get that. July 17th here today. David Hasselhoff is 74 degrees.
Baywatch.
Yeah.
You know, he's a huge hit in Europe, musically.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe that. I think he made like a lot of house music or something like that.
And that's I don't remember, popular. But he's huge.
Yeah. I think he does like DJing stuff every now and again, if I remember right. And house music is very popular in Europe. Mark Burnett from Survivor, 66 years old. Alex Winter, actor and director. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is one of the movies.
Never saw that. From.
Me neither. 61 years old. Jason Clarke, he is 57. He's from a bunch of good drama roles and whatnot. And then Sarah Jones is an actress as well. She is 43. It happened on July 17th, 1955. Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California.
I would like to see original photos.
Oh, they have like, archive footage of the OG stuff. And
yeah.
That's the whole development of Disney's grand idea is very interesting to me, because he did Epcot, obviously, to Disneyland, and then Disney World.
Yeah.
And then
Disneyland was first.
Yeah, Disneyland was first, and then came Disney World, and then I think Epcot is in Florida.
So
Disney
was
World.
It California first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Anaheim. The Disneyland Anaheim was first in 1955.
I've been to that one.
Right.
I like it.
I've never been there. I've been to Disney World.
I
mix them up
California
all the time.
Because it's not sweltering.
Yeah, it's not humid.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Disneyland is probably much more appealing in like
September. I've actually
September.
Only been once to Florida.
Yeah. I've never been to Disney World or Disneyland.
I'm sorry.
Actually, I've never
Universal
been to either.
Studios. I
yeah.
Guess.
We both went to Universal Studios. 1997, July 17th, Woolworths closed its last 400 stores. The Five and Dime chain lasted 117 years. I didn't see
it. You know, we had one here.
Yeah.
Where Bison Union is.
Yeah. Across the street from what used to be the old JCPenney, essentially.
Yeah.
I never experienced a Woolworths. That's one of those stores.
It was
97
neat.
Was the year
lunch
I was born.
Counter, and there was the drugstore. It was pretty cool.
See, I thought Woolworths did clothes.
Well, there's clothing and I mean, it was
like
a
Sears?
Complete department store.
Sears was a lot like that too. For wasn't
yeah,
it?
Was.
Did
it
clothing
grew into
and then,
that, yeah.
Yeah. So Woolworths in 1997, July 17th, closed its last 400 stores. Special events here today, July 17th, Peach Ice Cream Day.
Ooh, I love peach ice cream.
Sure. It sounds good. I don't think I've ever had peach ice cream, but
it's good.
It's fruit and ice cream. I can't imagine it's bad.
Park has it.
Scoops, isn't that what they're called?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I believe it. And they got good ice cream down there. It's tattoo day. Got one?
I don't have one.
Have you ever wanted to get one?
It's never really, there's never been any message or something that I feel like I need. I like tattoos. Mm-hmm. I just don't have one that I feel like I need to put on me.
Interesting. I only have one right now. I do want to get more,
mm-hmm.
but it's always based on something. I usually base it on like whatever I want to get it based on media that I really enjoy. So like I want to get something for like True Detective season one or something like that, because
you don't
I think
worry
it's
about
awesome.
Maybe changing your mind about that.
No, not really. That season of TV affected me emotionally in a way that I could not remember very often. And I was like, man, I want that on my body. Funny enough, there's somebody at the gym that I go to, and I'm almost positive he has a tattoo, because he's got a bunch of other movie tattoos on his like legs.
Oh.
And I see one that I'm pretty sure is a True Detective season one tattoo, and I was like, oh, I would copy that if I could, because it's just like tree branches and a little triangle. It could be Blair Witch, could be one or the other, but it looks similar to something from True Detective. Anyways, it's tattoo day.
Interesting.
Yeah, World Day for International Justice. Sure.
Always
we'll
need that.
We'll celebrate that, yeah. And World Emoji Day. I'm not a big emoji head. I don't use a lot of emojis.
I don't know. We use it on the 90s at 9 quite a bit.
Yeah, they've got their uses.
Yes.
Saturday, July 18th, it's James Brolin's birthday. Not Josh Brolin. James Brolin.
His dad.
Father. Yeah.
Married to Barbara Streisand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's 86 on July 18th, Saturday. It's Wendy Williams' birthday. She's 62. famous talk show host. Vin Diesel is 59. I cannot believe he's 59 years old. That's crazy to think about. On Saturday, and the Kristen Bell is 46 as well on Saturday. On Saturday, July 18th, after a party on Chappaquiddick Island, Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts drove his car off a wooden bridge into a tide-swept pond, and his passenger, Mary Jo Kopnenek, I think is how you say her name, died. That's a very interesting case. If you don't know anything
is it
about that. Chappaquiddick Island. Chappaquiddick Island. That's a very interesting case.
A lot of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, still kind of a cold case, if I remember correctly. I don't think they ever charged Ted Kennedy for a murder or anything like that. But that's an interesting case, if you look into that. Beverly Lynn Burns became the first female Boeing 747 airline captain in the world. That was 1984, July 18th.
Wow.
Beverly Lynn Burns.
That's pretty late.
Yeah, it's only almost 40 years ago, right? No.
I mean, 1984?
Yeah. It's not that
late. The first 747 female captain?
Yeah. I think...
Interesting.
I don't know how old 747s were at that point. I think they were relatively new, if I remember right, but I could be wrong.
They had them in the 70s.
They did?
I think that was their heyday.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't... The seven...
Groovy, partying on the plane.
Yeah. There's lots of seven. I mean, there was a 757, 737. That's their whole line is the seven.
But 747 had the elite upstairs bar and club thing.
See, if you line them all up to me, I'd be like, I don't know which one's which, but I
can
point them out.
That one's very distinctive.
Yeah. So she became the first 747 airline captain. Now they're all over the place. They're on every airline, you can imagine. 2019, July 18th, one of the world's earliest mosques at 1,200 years old was discovered by archaeologists in the Negev Desert. 1,200 years old. That is staggering. It's that old. They can find something like that just hidden in the desert like that.
Who found it? Does it say?
It was in Israel's Negev Desert. It's just archaeologists. Discovered by archaeologists. 1,200 years old. Just crazy. Special events. It is Caviar Day on July 18th.
Yeah.
I've never had it, which, I mean, that tracks for me.
You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I can honestly and confidently say you would not like it.
Yeah.
You'd probably spit it out.
And it's never cheap either. Caviar is usually
like
fishy a delicacy.
Bobo bubbles.
Well, isn't it eggs? Like it's fish
eggs,
right?
And there's all kinds of different kinds of it.
Yeah, that's not appealing to me. I'll stick to the chicken eggs. I think that'll be more my speed.
Eggs.
Yeah. Sour candy day.
I love sour candy.
I can only do a little bit of it before my mouth is like, we got to stop.
Yeah, good when you know those first ones.
Yeah, like Sour Patch Kids, I can eat it. Package of Sour Patch Kids, probably no problem. Strawberry rhubarb wine day. Didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I like strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah, I didn't know that they made strawberry rhubarb wine. I can't imagine it tastes exactly like the pie, though. Probably with a tinge.
I think there's probably a nasty hangover on that one.
Yeah, sweet stuff. It usually is that way. It's Nelson Mandela International Day.
Yeah, I read his biography. Amazing man.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
I think he was in prison, 35 years?
Yeah,
something like that,
and a lot of his book was about his time in there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Six foot by six foot cell? Yeah.
You should read it,
I believe it.
James.
I should read that. And then also July 19th, the birthdays for July 19th, big ones. Brian May, guitarist for the Queen, 79 years old. Bernie Leadon, the founding member of Eagles, is also 79.
Wow, musicians.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of musicians. And some actors and actresses as well. Anthony Edwards, the actor for ER, Top Gun, is 64 years old. Benedict Cumberbatch, 50 years old as well. And Trent Williams, football player, 38 years old, still playing as well. And then also on July 19th, Apollo 11, celebrate this, 1969 Apollo 11, its astronauts Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins went into orbit around the moon. Was on this
big day.
On July 19th, 1969. It's right around the corner. And eventually they land on the moon.
Yeah.
And the rest is history, as they say. That's going to wrap it up. Thank you very much for coming in, Julie. We appreciate it. 59 minutes past.
See you Monday.
See you Monday. Got Swap Shop coming in next with Stephen Treffler. News at the top.